New combo treatment brings hope to patients with advanced bladder cancer. Mega Doctor News by University of Chicago Medical Center. Newswise. Findings from the International 4-2 clinical trial show that a combination treatment including immunotherapy is safe and tolerable in patients with locally advanced or metastatic bladder cancer. The results, which were recently published in JAMA Oncology, show potential to broaden the number of patients with bladder cancer who could benefit from immunotherapy, an approach that harnesses a patient's own immune system to fight cancer. The major problem with immunotherapy was it works great for some patients with bladder cancer, but the response rates never exceeded 25% with immunotherapy by itself, and our main focus is to try to understand the resistance to immunotherapy, said first author Randy Swice, MD, assistant professor at the University of Chicago Medicine Comprehensive Cancer Center. The tumor microenvironment, TME, plays a critical role in predicting response to immunotherapy. Tumors with a T-cell inflamed microenvironment, which are characterized by infiltration of CD8 plus T-cells, chemokines, a group of protein that help in migration of immune cells, and an interferon signature, respond well to immunotherapies and are associated with improved survival. In urothelial bladder cancer, increased T-cell infiltration has been correlated with longer patient survival. In many cases, fibroblast growth factor receptor, FGFR, mutations are known to be drivers of bladder cancer development and progression. In 2016, we published studies showing that the tumors with FGFR3 mutations have no T-cell infiltration, which led to the logical conclusion that blocking the FGFR pathway could make more patients responsive to immunotherapy, said Swice. Previous clinical studies with an FGFR inhibitor, robaratinib, demonstrated that the treatment is tolerable and could shrink tumors in patients. In preclinical cancer models, the combination of FGFR inhibitor and a programmed cell death ligand 1, PD-L1, inhibitor showed increased survival and anti-tumor activity, suggesting clinical utility of this combination. 4-2 is a Phase 1b, 2 non-randomized clinical trial conducted in 30 centers across Asia, Europe, and North America. It is the first clinical trial to evaluate the safety, tolerability, and the recommended Phase 2 dose of FGFR inhibitor plus PD-L1 inhibitor in advanced urothelial cancer patients with FGFR mRNA high expression. The study enrolled and treated 37 patients between May 15, 2018 and July 16, 2021. By measuring FGFR mRNA gene expression, we found that half of the patient's tumors have activation of the FGFR pathway, whereas previous studies reported only about 15% using a method that measured only FGFR DNA mutations, suggesting overexpression of FGFR captures all mutations and additional tumors where this pathway is relevant, said Swice. In previous studies, the response rate reported was 23% with PD-L1 inhibitor, atezolizumab alone, and 21% with robaratinib alone. However, by combining the FGFR inhibitor and PD-L1 inhibitor, the response rate increased to 54%. In addition, the responses were achieved quickly, with a median time to response of 2.1 months, and included many durable responses lasting longer than 2 years. Despite negative expression for PD-L1 and lack of FGFR3 gene alteration in most patients treated with this combination therapy, the objective response rate in this subgroup was 53%, indicating that positive therapeutic effect was not dependent on PD-L1 expression or FGFR3 gene alteration status. The next generation, more selective FGFR inhibitors are being developed, which should improve tolerability, and combining them with PD-L1 inhibitor may yield better results with fewer side effects, said Swice. The study, robaratinib plus atezolizumab in cisplatin-ineligible patients with FGFR RNA overexpressing urothelial cancer, the 4-2 Phase 1b non-randomized clinical trial, was funded by Bayer and also supported by the National Cancer Institute. Additional authors include Pablo Gayet from Ramon y Cajal University Hospital, Madrid, Spain, Rafael Morales Barrera from Vall d'Hebron University Hospital, Barcelona, Spain, J. Lion Lee from University of Ulsan College of Medicine, Seoul, Republic of Korea, Andrea Necci and Filippo de Broad from IRCCS San Rafael Hospital and Vita Salute San Rafael University, Milan, Italy, Nicolas Pennell from University of Lille, France, Victor Grunwald from Universitätsklinikum Essen, Germany, Marco Maruzzo from Veneto Institute of Oncology IOVIRCCS, Padua, Italy, Johannes Marin from Krankenhaus der Barmherzigen Brüder, Vienna, Austria, Tatian Christine Ishida, Bao from Bayer Healthcare Pharmaceuticals, New Jersey, Yingwei Zhou from Bayer Healthcare Pharmaceuticals, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Peter Ellinghaus from Bayer AG, Wuppertal, Germany, Jonathan Rosenberg from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, New York.